kindred and the family soul and the rhythm of life. Life is really, really amazing right now. It's 11:32. Sorry, I sound so effervescent because I'm really, really happy that the Hossan Leong Show is doing really, really well. It's sold out, and so I want to thank everyone for the support and the love and, you know, just laughing and having a good time at the show. You know, this alcohol has a peculiar relationship to happiness. Speaking of happiness, we drink to celebrate. And because alcohol works as a depressant, it ends up deadening feelings. So, you know, people say, oh, you know, I just got to drown my sorrows. But not surprisingly, there's an observable correlation between alcoholism and depression. And even though it's not always clear which leads to which, everyone knows you can't drink like a fish for too long before becoming a perpetual sad sack sitting there, right? But if alcohol can lead to depression, does that mean abstaining from alcohol will make you happier? Well, a new study suggests that the opposite actually tends to be true. In fact, those who never drink are at a significantly higher risk for not only depression, but also anxiety disorders, compared with those who consume alcohol regularly. Now, this study, which is published in a journal called Addiction, looked at more than 38,000 people in Norway, and researchers asked the participants how much they had drunk in the previous 2 weeks. Now, the research team also asked them various questions to measure their levels of anxiety and depression. Now, people in the top 5th percentile of drinkers had the highest odds for anxiety, but it was abstainers who were at the highest risk of depression. Higher even than the heaviest of drinkers. Well, on that note, it's, you know, please drink responsibly. You know, if you drink, don't drive. Drive, don't drink, and all that nonsense. And you all know the facts, okay? But KPO is the latest hotspot, and that's the place just opposite Orchard Central. Enjoy all-day breakfast, including steak and eggs and nasi lemak. Now, for in-house signature drinks, try the selection of Shivas whiskey cocktails. And for a good music mix, every Wednesday to Saturday nights, KPO pulsates to beats like new jazz, funk, electro, deep house, and rock. Presented by an established lineup of local DJs, it's this all-day cafe bar, or it could be a sensuous chill-out bar. KPO is both, depending on when and what you seek. So for more information, visit imaginings.com.sg. The